We move now from the history of Hawaii to the beginning of the relationship between Hawaiian music and the blues. That kinship goes back decades. The whine of Hawaiian steel guitar and the cry of the blues aren't that far apart. Classic Southern blues artists looked to the islands for inspiration as far back as the 1920s. Larry Dupio grew up in both musical traditions on Oahu and the Big Island and honed his craft with top blues artists during a spell in the Pacific Northwest. His new CD is Lightning Larry Dupio. He's having a CD release party this weekend. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Chris.
You know, I thought that title, Lightning Larry Dupio, came from your speed on the fretboard, but you're telling me you got it a different way, yeah?
Yeah, that was a term given to me in the Navy by a good friend of mine, and it wasn't really a complimentary term.
He was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hurry up, Lightning.
Yeah, yeah. He, good one, Lightning. You know, that kind of a thing.
Well, that's part of the whole thing, way military life keeps you humble, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite an experience being in the military. I would recommend that to any young man who needs a little discipline in his life.
You were such a young man?
I needed some discipline.
Well, you got it through music in large part, didn't you?
Yeah, my father was a jazz musician in the 40s, and by the time I came around in the 50s, it was towards the end of his career. So I got to see a little bit of it, you know, but a lot of the stuff that I learned came from my uncles and a lot of my dad's friends. You know, they used to tell me about my dad, and I grew up just hearing, you know, oh, yeah, you know, your father, oh, my goodness, you
yeah.
know, and you know, it's just something that I felt that I had to live up to as a son, you know.
It's a good way to learn music, though, as a family tradition, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, it wasn't really forced on me, you know. I asked for it.
Yeah.
And the discipline part came mostly from my uncles, you know. Mm-hmm. They kept me in line, really. You know, my father was busy just leading the thing. And,
sure.
You know, I was kept in line. My uncles kept an eye on me, you know. They had long arms, you know, people.
Well, you know, Larry, we talked a second ago about the whole way that a certain amount of kinship between Hawaiian music and the blues, in the sense that in blues, and we both are sitting here with our guitars, but we've got this thing where we bend notes, right? We get that sort of... get a kind of a crying sound out of the guitar. Yeah,
yeah. It was sort of a emulation of what was already happening with the steel guitar.
Right.
You know, it emulated those bends really nice. Yeah. And you know.
Real pretty
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
bent blues notes.
Well, sweet that, stuff, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we both sort of grew up in that same tradition, didn't we?
Yeah, it's uncanny how, you know, you meet a like personality, you know, in your lifetime, and people come and bless your lives with their presence, and you never really know or even realize how influenced you are by that.
Yeah, it's kind of just osmosis kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and it's because when you like it, you remember it. You
yeah.
remember things that you like, you know.
Well, Larry, let's do a tune together from your new album and do a little bit of that. A little bit of that blues string bending thing, yeah?
All right.
So, one, two, one, two, three, and...
jealous man, I be the best I can. I'm a very jealous man, I do the best I can. To be with the ones I love is something I can be proud of. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Good fun, Larry.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris.
Well, you know, we kind of inadvertently talked about the two. We sort of brought in the two families of electric guitar, didn't we? I brought in my Gibson, which is more sort of full sounding. And you brought in your Fender, which is a little bit spikier.
Yeah.
And out of that, you know, you kind of forge an identity down through the years, don't you?
Yeah. When you work on your abilities and you just can't help but sound like yourself. I know everybody tries to sound like somebody else mm-hmm. when they're beginning, but that's just the beginning part. In the end, you end up sounding like yourself. You know, I know that I had designs of trying to sound like Frank Sinatra when I was singing, but
didn't work out that way.
Didn't work out that way. I ended up sounding like myself, and you know, nowadays that's okay. But back then, it was like, oh my goodness.
Well, you know, you try your best to copy somebody you like, B.B. King or somebody like that, and you can't get there. But one day you wake up and you say, wait a minute, I sound like me, so what's to worry about, right?
Right. Yeah, I thought at one time, I thought Elvis Presley was the best guitar player in the world. And then when I learned how to play guitar and saw the movie, I said, well, wait a minute.
He can barely play.
Wait a minute. He's not, you know.
It's all done with mirrors, Larry.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, when you go to the movies, you don't really realize what goes behind all that stuff. You
well,
know?
We learn slowly, don't we? Thanks very much for joining us, Larry.
Oh, you're so welcome, Chris. And I'd like to invite everybody to come down on the 3rd Saturday at the venue. I'll be having an album release party. And
we'll tell people about it. Larry Dupio's new CD is Lightning Larry Dupio. It comes out this weekend, and his release party, Saturday night at the venue in downtown Honolulu. You're invited, and you can find details on hpr2.org.